My name is Aaron Feigenbaum. I used to be the rabbi of the Young Israel of Memphis, which is how I met Donnie Weiss. Donnie used to come down to Memphis to do some business, and so Donnie introduced me over here, and we had some good times a few years ago. We learned the sugya in Zikin. My family and I have been relocating back up to this area. We're moving to Woodmere right now. I just got there on Monday. And I'm going to be the rabbi of the Irving Place Minyan. It's a minyan up in Woodmere. And I start there on this coming Monday. And so you caught me in between jobs. And so it was a good time for me to come out here and learn with everybody over here. It's important in life to know where you stand. I'll tell you a story. I told you that I'm moving up to Woodmere, and so my shul, Young Israel of Memphis, is looking for a new rabbi. And so they had a few weeks where they brought, different rabbis who came in for a Prava Shabbos, and so I got out of town when other rabbis were there. I didn't think that it would be so nice for me to be sitting there when other rabbis were coming in. And so I spent a few Shabboses around, and I spent the Shabbos in Nashville. I think Memphis is the sticks. You should go to Nashville. And the rabbi in Nashville, so he asked me if I would share some Torah with them on Shabbos. And so I did. He knew who I was. We met a few times. Good. And I spent the Shabbos in Atlanta. And the rabbi in Atlanta, he came up to me in shul on Shabbos. So he asked me if I would share some Torah with them on Shabbos. And so I did. And so I spoke to a shul in Atlanta. There's a few shuls in Atlanta, so we'll keep it like that. I spoke in a shul in Atlanta at Shalashudis. And the rabbi got up in the beginning of Shalashudis, and he said, listen, I just want everybody to know that I really do like speaking at Shalashudis. He said, nobody should get the wrong idea. He said, the past few weeks, I haven't spoken at Shalashudis. Last week, we had a noted Talmud Chacham who was in town, and he was here for a simcha, and so he shared Torah at Shalashudis. And this week, we have one of my younger colleagues who has a great reputation of being a very personable speaker, and so we have him sharing words of Torah, and then he introduced me to share words of Torah, and I didn't say anything, but I thought to myself, it's good to know where you stand in life, because last week we had a noted Talmud Chacham, and this week we have a younger colleague who has good personality, and he speaks well, and so I was talking to Luzi last week. He was pretty persistent in finding me. I was traveling with my family the past few weeks in between jobs, and so I was not an easy person to get a hold of. Lizzie got a hold of me, and I asked him, what should I talk about? And Lizzie said, you know what, listen, talk about whatever you want. People are going to like your personality, and you just, whatever it is. I know you're traveling, and you're not in an office, I have Sfarim, and so, whatever you want to talk about. So it's important to know, who you are in life. It's important to know, you're a guy with all right personality who people can listen to, and okay, good. It's good to know your place. And so then I sat down over here, and I was eating, and the Rebbe's over here told me that people talk about controversial things, and said, Lizzie would have told me. I would have spoken about anything you wanted. It doesn't, then I just left it, but it's not important. It's okay. It's all okay. Good. So tonight we're going to learn a sugya in Orach Chaim. Tonight we're going to learn a little bit about Tisha B'Av. But tonight we're really going to learn. I apologize, I don't have any handouts to give you, but like I said, my house is still in boxes, my computer is not unpacked, I don't have an office, I'm using these svarim that are in front of me. If anybody wants any of the makoros that I quote today, they should be very easy to get a hold of, but if you want them electronically, I'll be happy to share. Donnie has my contact information, and Lizzie has my contact information, and I'll be happy to share with anybody if something is not readily available. Everybody ready? Yes? Let's learn. Good. The sugya that we're going to learn tonight is based on a riff. The riff is found in Masechta Tanis on Daf Yud Omer Aleph. Listen to this riff. It's a riff that everybody knows, even if you don't know it. Listen to what the riff says. Well, here we go. Yerushalmi, the riff quotes a Gemara Yerushalmi. Now, he quotes a Gemara Yerushalmi because you don't find this in Gemara Bavli. Tanis Daf Yud Omer Aleph, the Rif says as follows from the Yerushalmi. Rev Acha Omer, Rev Acha said, Yochid b'tisha b'av tzorech lahazkir me'ein ha'ma'ora. Good. When you daven on Tisha B'av, you need to mention me'ein ha'ma'ora. You need to mention about the events of the day of Tisha B'av. You know, on all of our Yomim Tovim, we mention me'ein ha'ma'ora. On Rosh Chodesh, we mention me'ein ha'ma'ora. What do we call the me'ein ha'ma'ora on Rosh Chodesh?
Yom Yomai.
That's excellent. Yalav Yomo, somebody's listening. Perfect. Very good. Right? When you bench on Shabbos, you have to mention me and Amora. What do we call that?
Ritzei.
Perfect. You're my man. Right here. Amazing. Right? So the riff quotes of the Gemara Yerushalmi that when you daven on Tisha B'Av, you need to mention me and Amora. Now, by the way, we shouldn't be surprised. surprised by this. Because Tisha B'Av is also a moed. That's why we don't say Tachanun Tisha B'Av. So we don't say Tachanun Erev Tisha B'Av. This Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is because Tisha B'Av is a moed, right? The Pasuk in Eicha says, Korah alai moed, that Tisha B'Av is a moed, and that's why we don't say Tachanun Tisha B'Av. And the Rif says, the Gemara Yerushalmi, that you also have to mention Mi'ena Ma'ora when you daven on Tisha B'Av. This is fairly simple. So far, so good. Now the Rif continues, quoting Yerushalmi still quoting Yerushalmi. Umaynihu, what is the Me'ein HaMa'ora of Tisha B'Av? What is it? So the Yerushalmi answers, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Va'al Yisrael Amecha Va'al Yushalayim Irecha V'chule. It's Nachem. No, we say Nachem on Tisha B'Av. Everybody knows Nachem. Nachem is the Haskara Me'ein HaMa'ora of Tisha B'Av. That's what Nachem is. There's a sitter over here on the table. Can you pass me that sidur? Is that okay? Thank you very much. Oh, you got my back on everything tonight. Everything. Here we go. Right? Nachem. This is an Ashkenazi sitter, which is why you can only find Nachem in Mincha. Nagia ad lakan. Neilech la'at la'at. Right? But the tefillah of Nachem. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu esavei leitzion esavei leYerushalayim. By the way, it's not the exact nusach that the Gemara Yerushalmi has. It's not the exact nusach, but it's close enough. Right? That God should have comfort on avei leTzion, on the mourners of Tzion, and avei leYerushalayim, ha'ira aveila, chareva, bizuya, shomema, Yerushalayim, which is desolate, destroyed, ha'aveila mibli boneha, which is mourning without her sons, chareva mimo'onoseha. Everybody's familiar with Nachem? Yeah, good. This is the tefillah of Nachem. Let's leave this open because we might yet need it. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Yerushalmi, the Rif quotes the Halacha, by the way, you don't find Nachem in the Bavli. You do not find Nachem in the Bavli. This Gemara Yerushalmi and this Rif is the mucker for the tefillah of Nachem. This is it. This is what we've got. Good. Now, the Yerushalmi continues, and this is the Shailam. Veheichan Omero. Veheichan Omero. And where do you say it? Where do you say it? So where do you say Nachem in the Shemona Esrei? Anybody know?
In Shema Kolinu.
It's not in Shema Kolinu. It's a good guess, but it's not correct.
Yeah, after
we say Nachem in Bona Yerushalayim. Good. But that's not what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, Heichan Omero, where do you say it? Listen to what the Yerushalmi says. It's very cryptic. Omer Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya said, Kol davar shehu lahaba, whenever you have a tefillah which is lahaba, which is about the future, when you have a tefillah which is about the future, omro ba'avoda, its proper place is in avoda, which is the bracha of ritzei. V'chol shehu lishavar, and whenever you have a tefillah which is past oriented, not future oriented, but past oriented, omro behoda. Its proper place is in Hodah, which is in Modim. You ever wonder why is Yalav Yovo in Ritzei and Al Anisim in Modim? You ever wonder? Did you ever notice? Forget it, let me ask a different question. Did you ever notice that Yalav Yovo is inserted in Ritzei and Al Anisim is inserted in Modim? You ever wonder why? Why don't they go in the same place? I'll tell you why. It's because of this principle, the Gemara Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes it in Tanis Dav Yud. The answer is that whenever you have an insert which is lehaba, future oriented, its proper placement is in Ritzei. Whenever you have an insert whose focus is past oriented, then its proper placement is in Modim, in Hodah. Alanisim is about the past, it goes in Modim. Ya'aleh v'yavo is about the future. Think about the tefillah for a second. Ya'aleh, that's future tense. Yavo, in the future tense. It's future oriented, it goes in Ritzei. That's why. Good. So the Gemara says, where do we say Nachem? The Gemara answers, well, whenever you have an insert which is past-oriented, you put it in Modim. Whenever you have an insert which is future-oriented, it goes in Ritzei. So where does Nachem go? The Gemara does not say. Oh, did I just get confused? Future-oriented goes in Ritzei, past-oriented goes in Modim. Is that what I said? I got it right. Good. I like it when I get it right. Good. So where does Nachem go? The Gemara does not say. I'm asking you. This is a Shaila right now. This is time for the audience participation part now. Where does Nachem go?
Both.
It's future. Oh, so let's keep reading in the Rif. The Rif says, that's the end of the Yerushalmi. The Rif now says, V'nohagi alma, and the world has the custom, l'meimra b'bonei Yerushalayim. Now this Rif is a pele, but this is a pele. This is a pele. This is a shaila I am not going to answer tonight. You can take this shaila home. You can think about it. Where did this custom come from? No, The Gemara Yerushalmi says you have to mention me in a Ma'orah. The Gemara asks, where do you say it? The Gemara gives the principle. The principle is, if it's past, then it goes in Modim. If it's future, it goes in Ritzei. Comes the Rif, and the Rif says, no Gialma, the custom is to do neither. Don't say it in Ritzei. Don't say it in Modim. Say it in Bonei Yerushalayim. My high. So the Rif knew this was trouble. The Rif knew this was trouble. The Rif says, Visamchi ahai da Omar Rav Yehuda bereder Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei the Rav, that the world must rely on a Gemara in Brachas, and the Gemara in Brachas says, Afal pi sheomru shoalad of tzrachah b'shomei tefila, even though the halacha is that you ask request in shomei tefila, whatever request you want, you can put it into shomei tefila. Im bo lomar b'sof kol bracha me'ein osa bracha omer. If you want to daven for something specific, you can put it in the specific bracha that it aligns with in the Shemona Esrei. Somebody wants to daven for parnasa, so you can say that tefillah for your personal or your friends or somebody else's parnasa in the bracha of Mevarech Hashonim. You want to daven for refuah, so you can say that tefillah in the bracha of refuah. You know, whatever it is, you can add it in. Even though the bracha of Shomei tefillah is the catch-all where you add in all of your own personal bakashas, if you want to add specific to a specific bracha, so then that's okay. So the Rif says, so it must be that the world relies upon this principle, and therefore when we say Nachem, which is about Yerushalayim, we put it in the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim. That's why we can do it. I don't know why we do it. Does everybody understand? Those are two different questions. Those are two different questions. One is, can you say Nachem in Boni Yerushalayim? One is, should you say Nachem in Boni Yerushalayim? Those are two very different questions. The Rif says, the world says it in Boni Yerushalayim. Now the Rif is coming after the fact, and the Rif says, well, after the fact, why do we say it in Boni Yerushalayim? It's okay to say it in Boni Yerushalayim because it fits with the bracha of Boni Yerushalayim. But the Rif does not explain why the world began saying it when you shayim, and I do not know. I do not know. Okay, you can take it home. You think about it. Everybody's very, very, very good. Very, very, very good. Yeah, Shai, I don't know you. I'm sorry. I'm Aaron Feigenman. You are?
Yossi Adler.
Yossi Adler. It's nice to meet you, Yossi. Yeah, talk to me, please.
Nachem, is it Ma'akev or no?
No. If you forget Nachem, you do not repeat.
So then what's the difference between you saying?
What's the difference? Like, what is my high? My high.
Like,
what is it? What is it?
If you forget.
What is it? Yeah?
It depends where you're up to. You.
No, yeah, no. Okay, good, fine, so.
So nothing.
So I didn't say, good.
So that's it, so.
No, that's not it, but I'm happy that you asked that, Shaya. Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tav Kuf Nun Zayin. This is not a plant. Did we talk about this before?
No.
Good. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tav Kuf Nun Zayin, which is where you find the halachas of Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber Paskins as follows. B'Tisha B'Av, Omer B'Boni Yerushalayim, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu es avei leitzion v'chule. Good. On Tisha B'Av, you say the bracha of Nachem in Boni Yerushalayim. Now, the Mechaber, by the way, does not differentiate between different tefillos on Tisha B'Av, because this is the Sephardic custom. They say Nachem in every tefillah of Tisha B'Av. They say Nachem in tefillah of Maariv. They say Nachem in tefillah of Shachris. They say Nachem in tefillah of Mincha. That's in the Mechaber Paskins. This was the custom of the Gaonim. This is the custom of the Gaonim. The Gemara, we just learned it. The Gemara Yerushalmi, which is the source of Nachem, the Gemara makes no distinction between different tefillos of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara doesn't say that you say Nachem in Mincha of Tisha B'Av, and that is not how the Mechaber Paskins. The Mechaber Paskins that you say Nachem in the Bracha of Boni Yerushalayim in every tefillah of Tisha B'Av. Good. Now, the Mechaber goes further. V'yim lo amar. If you do not, I'm sorry, Mr. Adler, is it? What is your name?
Adler.
What's your first name?
Yossi.
V'im lo amar, if you do not say Nachem, ein machzir nosof. You don't repeat it. I'm not done. Don't worry. The Rama argues on the Mechaber. The Rama says, v'haminog pashut, and he doesn't mean here simple. He means spread. The widespread minog. He doesn't mean a simple minog. Nothing simple about it. The widespread minog is She'ein omrim Nachem rak b'tfilas mincha shel Tisha B'Av. That we only say Nachem in the tefillah of mincha of Tisha B'Av. Only mincha. Why? This is important now. The Rama says, it's not important for Yossi's question. It's important for later. I'm going to come to Yossi's question in a second. She'oz hitzisu eish v'mikdash, because that was when the Beit HaMikdash was lit aflame in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. You remember the Gemara says there were some of the Amoraim, I think it is. I don't think it's the Tanoim. I don't remember it so well. Maybe it was the Tanoim. Thank you. Some of the Tanoim, it makes sense it would have been Tanoim. It makes sense. Some of the Tanoim who wanted to not have Tisha B'Av, not as a calendar date, but as a fast day, and they wanted to have the fast day on Yurav, right? Because that was when the Beit HaMikdash burned, right? That was when the Beit HaMikdash burned. Good. V'lachein, so therefore the Rama says, Mispalin Oz al Nechama. Since that was when the Beit HaMikdash was burned, that's when we daven on the Nechama. We'll get there in a minute. That's what the Rama says. That's why we say Nachem only at Mincha. That's what the Rama says. Now, by the way, just in case you were curious, and I'm sure that you were, the Rama writes that Misha Ochal pa Tisha B'Av. If you eat on Tisha B'Av, Yomar Nachem beBirchas HaMazon. You say Nachem in benching. Because just like you have to mention Me'ena Ma'ora in davening, you have to mention Me'ena Ma'ora in benching. Hopefully none of you have L'shaila, but that's what the Rama rules. Good. Now, to Yossi's question. Listen to what the Beis Yosef writes. Now, I only have a Shulchan Aruch in front of me. I don't have a Torah in front of me, which means I don't have a Beis Yosef in front of me. But the Taz quotes the Beis Yosef. So listen to what the Beis Yosef writes. The Beis Yosef writes in the name of Abudraham. Beis Yosef says, Abudraham says, quoting Abudraham, Ta'a v'lo hiskiro b'makom anog. What happens if you're davening on Tisha B'Av? If you're a Sephardic man, then you're davening any prayer of Tisha B'Av. If you're an Ashkenazi man, this is only a Shaila on Mincha on Tisha B'Av. So let's say you're davening Mincha on Tisha B'Av. I look around the room, it looks like Ashkenazi Chevra. So let's say that you're davening Mincha on Tisha B'Av, and you forgot to say Nachem. What? This is what Yossi asked me. No. So the Rama said, if I forget to say Nachem on Tisha B'Av, I don't repeat. But wait a second. The Abudraham says, hang on a minute. We say Nachem in Bonei Yerushalayim. Conveniently, Bonei Yerushalayim, if you remember, the Gemara Yerushalmi, which taught us about Nachem, told us that where does Nachem supposed to go? Well, it didn't exactly say. It goes either in...
Mitzay.
Depends, Ritzay or Modim, right? Future-oriented, past-oriented. Both, conveniently enough, come after Bonei Yerushalayim. So says the Abudraham, if you're davening Mincha on Tisha B'Av, Abudraham is a Sephardic rabbi. It could have been any tefillah for Abudraham. But for us, if you're davening Mincha on Tisha B'Av, and you make a mistake, and you don't say Nachem in Bonei Yerushalayim, Sheyomar Oso Behoda. You should say Nachem in Modim, in Hoda. That's what the Abudraham says. Why? Why does Abudraham say that? Because after all, that's where Nachem is supposed to go anyway. So Yossi, when the Rama says that you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei if you left out Nachem, the Abudraham and the Beis Yosef, they say that's only if I daven the whole Shemona Esrei and I leave out Nachem. But if I'm davening Shemona Esrei and I say Bonei Yerushalayim and I don't say Nachem, but I'm still davening, I can insert Nachem in Modim. Why can I insert Nachem in Modim? Because after all, that's where it's supposed to go in the first place. The whole business that we saw, the rift, that the world came and moved into Bonei Yerushalayim, but that's not its natural place. Its natural place is in Modim. Now, if its natural place is in Modim, that means that the Abudraham understood that the tefillah of Nachem is at its core, in its essence, is a tefillah l'sha'avar or l'asid? L'sha'avar. Must be. That the Abudraham thought that the tefillah of Nachem is a past-oriented tefillah, and therefore its proper placement is in Hodah, is in Modim. Now, if you look in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, without quoting Abudraham, the Magen Avraham writes, Shachach lomar Nachem b'Bonei Yerushalayim, if you forget to say Nachem b'Bonei Yerushalayim, Yomer oso eitzel v'al kulam. You say it in Modim. Now, there's a difference in the language between the Abudraham and the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. The Abudraham said that you say it in Hodah. The Beis Yosef quoted Abudraham, he says Hodah. The Magen Avraham said in Va'al Kulam. It's the same bracha, but I'll tell you why it's important. Because if you look at the Taz writes, where did it go? It used to be right here. Oh, there it is. This is it. The Taz writes as follows. V'hach tfilo de Nachem, this prayer of Nachem. Oh, I see Luzi is looking at Nachem. And Luzi is trying to figure out, is Nachem a tefillah lahabar? Is Nachem a tefillah l'sha'avar? Which means I'm doing well. Now, the Taz writes, v'hach tefillah de Nachem. What?
Exactly what I'm doing.
It means I'm doing well. Right, good. The Taz says, this tefillah of Nachem, he lahabar. The Taz says the tefillah of Nachem is not a tefillah l'sha'avar. The Taz says the tefillah of Nachem is a tefillah lahabar. It's a request that God should give us comfort, that God should rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. After all, we put it in Bonei Yerushalayim. The bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, if I would have asked you, the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, is it tefillah shabbar or tefillah l'abah? What would you have said? L'abah, that's what you would have said. I think you would have said it's tefillah l'abah. We're asking God to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, to rebuild Yerushalayim, tefillah l'abah. So if Nachem goes into Bonei Yerushalayim, because like the Rif said, we can take brachas and put them in places where they fit, where they belong, the Taz says that he believes that Nachem is a tefillah l'abah. Is a tefillah for future. So why does the Avud Raham say that if you forget to say Nachem in Bonei Yerushalayim, you should put it in Modim? You should not put it in Modim. Where should you put it? Put it in Ritzei, not in Modim, because it's tefillah l'sha'avar. And now listen to what the Taz says. V'nire sheyesh ta'us sofer kan. It appears that there's a mistake in the Avud Raham. Vitzorech lomar ba'avoda. And instead of saying behoda, that you say it in modim, it should have said ba'avoda, which means ritzei. Now I find this Taz very difficult to accept. Very difficult to accept. I'll tell you why. Because the Beis Yosef quotes the Avud Raham. So if there's a ta'us sofer, it means there's a ta'us sofer both in the Avud Raham and in the Beis Yosef. But I'll tell you more why I find this Taz difficult to accept. Because the Magen Avraham does not write Hodah. The Magen Avraham writes Va'al Kulam. It's one thing to say there's a Ta'us Sofer. It was supposed to say Avoda and somebody wrote Hodah. I hear that. My handwriting is also a little bit sloppy. I hear that. But nobody's going to mistake Avoda and Va'al Kulam. I just don't see it. Maybe you do, I don't. The Taz says he thinks it's a Ta'us Sofer. Okay, fine. Yeah, please, I don't know you. I'm Aaron Feigenbaum. You are?
I'm Adler, not Adler.
Adler. Yossi and, okay, good, Adler. Good, that's your first name?
That?
Just one name, it's like Cher.
One mistake with Avud Raham. Everybody's looking at the same Avud Raham, no?
Everybody's looking at the same Avud Raham. But the Beis Yosef knew how to learn a little bit. The Beis Yosef. He quotes, what's your name?
Avishai.
This is my friend. Avishai right here is my friend. Avishai is absolutely correct. The Beis Yosef quotes the Avud Raham. He doesn't argue with him. Which means the Beis Yosef knew how to learn. We'll agree. The Beis Yosef knew how to learn. Yeah, good. So the Beis Yosef read the Avud Raham. Let's say there was a Ta'us Sofer. It says Avoda. The Beis Yosef just quotes it. Avoda. It must mean, sorry, Hoda. Opposite. Hoda. It says Hoda. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes. There must be a tzad. There must be a tzad to say that it makes sense that the tefillah of Nachem is a tefillah l'sha'avar and not a tefillah l'haba. Must be. Must be, no. Oh, good. So what I want to present to you today, you have a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, between the Taz and the Avud Raham. If you, by the way, the Taz goes on next. The Taz says a grand chiddush next. If anybody wants to look at this Taz, you can look at it later. The Taz says, but he thinks something different. Don't say it in Modim, because he doesn't think that's the proper place. He should be in Ritzei, but then he says, don't say it in Ritzei either. Don't say it in Ritzei either. He says, where should you say it? If you forget it in Bonei Yerushalayim, in Shema Koleinu. That's what the Taz says. He says a grand chiddush. What? I don't know. Can I say it in Ritzei? He does not say that. The Taz does not say. It's a good shaila. The Taz does not say. But it's a grand chiddush that the Taz says. Why does the Taz, 1 second, Yossi, why does the Taz say to put it in Shomei Tefillah? Because the Taz says that when the Rif said that we remove Nachem from its proper place, in Ritzei or in Modim, whichever it is, and we put it in the bracha where it is fitting, you remember that Gemara? The Gemara said, even though you could say requests in Shema Koleinu, we put it, you can put it, in a place where it's fitting. So the Taz said, if I remove it from either Hodah or Ritzeh, which is what we do, because we put it in Bonei Yerushalayim, and I forget Bonei Yerushalayim, its natural place should now be Shema Koleinu, because that's the source from where we got it into Bonei Yerushalayim in the first place. That's a grand chiddush of the Taz, but I don't want to talk about that chiddush right
now.
Is it about that last thing I just said?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Is the only sad to say that it could go in Bani Yerushalayim? Is the only way to say that that it fits? Or since it's a minhag and it came along and, like you said, we don't really know where it comes from?
I don't know. I know what the Rif says. You want to say your own chiddush?
No,
that's fine. I'm going to say like the Rif. The Rif says, I'll just tell you what the Rif says. It's a good svara you're saying. It's a good svara. The problem with your svara is that it is a Gemara Yerushalmi. It's not Stam a Minog that developed last week. Nachem is not a new, it's not a new Minog. It's not like a... Yeah, sure. It's not like the Tefillah of Shalom HaMedina, right? Which also comes from the Mishnah, by the way. Which also comes from the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a straight Mishnah. That he's supposed to say Tefillah of Shalom HaMedina. It's a straight Mishnah. It's a straight, it's a Pasha. It's a straight Mishnah.
Good.
Of the United States of America. It's a straight Mishnah in Avos. Yeah, it's Misval Mishlom HaShalom Malchus. It's a straight Mishnah in Avos. For Dorei Doros of Knesset Yisrael, we were davening for the government of all different countries that we lived in. You open up old Sidurim and you find Tefillah for all sorts of terrible, terrible Rishayim. And you find tefillahs that good Jews used to say every single Shabbos. This is a davar pasha. But in any event, it's not Stam a tefillah that was written last week. No. It's a Gemara in Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes Lahalacha. The Rif says that the custom, the Rif says Nagi Alma. Nagi Alma, the Rif says, it means that already this must have been a custom before the Rif. So this is an old...
We're just disputing the place.
I understand that. So at some point in between... I don't know. At some point in between the close of the Gemara Yerushalmi, somewhere around the year 500 of the Common Era, and the writing of the Rif, somewhere in the late 900s, early 1000s, at some point in those 400 or 500 years, the custom developed that way. I don't know when. That's what the Rif says. I don't know. Maybe, but that's not what the Rif says. That the Rif says that that's why. Good. But we can argue with this. Taz is a grand chiddush. That's not the point. The point is as follows. Everybody, let's review very, very quickly. There's a machlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Whether Nachem at its core is a tefillah l'sha'avar, a tefillah which is past-oriented, or a tefillah which is lahaba, a tefillah which is future-oriented. Everybody's with me so far? That's why the Magen Avraham says, if you forget to say Nachem in Bonei Yerushalayim, its proper placement is in Hodah, in Modim, because it's past-oriented. The Taz says, no, its proper placement is in Ritzeh. He doesn't really say that, he really says Shema Tefillah, but he says it's in Ritzeh because he believes that it is future-oriented. I think that the Pashup shot is like the Taz. I think. Everybody would agree with me? I think. The Pashup shot is that Nachem is a tefillah lahaba. It's a tefillah for future comfort. I think that that's a simple understanding of the tefillah of Nachem. Good. Which means that its proper placement should be in Ritzeh. I would like tonight quickly, because I used up a lot of my time already, I would like tonight quickly to suggest to you two possible rationales to explain the opinion of the Abud Raham, the opinion of the Beis Yosef, the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that Nachem is in fact not a tefillah lahaba, but is really a tefillah l'sha'avar. Is everybody with me? Good. Approach number one is based on a Tosis in Megillah and Dav Dalet Amar Aleph. You can take it, I'm finished with it. It's all yours. It's based on a Tosis in Megillah and Dav Dalet Amar Aleph. This is an interesting Tosis. Tosis over the Gemara over here, Megillah Daf Dalid, is talking about the tefillah of Al Hanisim on Purim. And Tosis here records a machlokes between the Gaonim and the Balei HaTosfos on the Nusuch of Al Hanisim. Granted, this answer I'm about to tell you is slightly technical and less satisfying. But it works, I think. Good. Tosis is as follows. Technical, sometimes less satisfying, but it works. Tosis writes as follows. Yesh she'ein omrim kishem. Somebody said kishem? Who just said kishem? No, I'm hearing things. I'm hearing things. Good. Tosis says that the Gaonim had a nusach, which we do not say, in Al Hanisim. And the nusach they had in Al Hanisim was kishem, just like God performed miracles for the Jews back in the days of Purim or Hanukkah. Cain, similarly, God should perform miracles for us in our day today. This is a nusach that the Gaonim had. We don't have such a nusach in Al HaNisim. We do not. We do not. We do not have such a nusach in Al HaNisim. But if you look in the old Sidurim of the Gaonim, you will find it. You will find it. They had this nusach. Kishem, just like God did miracles for them,
you should do.
Do we? I don't know. I'm not such a bucky. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Off the top of my head, I... Yeah, of course. On Leil HaSeder.
Right.
On Leil HaSeder. Cain, we say, right, you know, Cain, yeah, just yeah. Like... You know, right. On Leil HaSeder we do. It's a similar kind of bracha. So the Gaonim, if you look in the Sidurim of the Gaonim, you'll see this nusach. Tosas here quotes it. Megillat Avtalam and Aleph. They had a nusach of Kishen. Good. And Tosas says, Yesh She'ein Omrim Kishen. There are those who do not say the nusach of Kishen. And Tosis explains why. The kol davar dehave b'lahaba tiknu b'lahaba u'bedavar dehoda have l'sheovar. Because the insert of Al HaNisim is placed in modin. U'mishum hachi tiknu ba'Al HaNisim dehave l'sheovar. And because the principle is whenever you have a tefillah which is past oriented, it goes in modim. Therefore, Tosfos says you cannot say the language of kishem. Why can you not say the language of kishem? Because kishem turns the tefillah from being past oriented to being future oriented. And we say Al HaNisim in modim. We need to keep it past oriented. We can't turn it future oriented. So do not say kishem because we want to keep it in modim because that's where we say it. Everybody with me? What about the Gaonim? They didn't know this Gemara Yerushalmi? They didn't know the Yerushalmi? The Gaonim said kishem. It's there. It's in their tefillah of Al HaNisim. And they said it in modim. So how did the Gaonim do that? This is not a difficult shaila. Good, exactly right. Thank you very much, Mr. Adler. Rabbi Adler, Dr. Adler, you know, Adler. Forgot, Adler. Right, good. Adler, good. That's right, very, very good. The tefillah at its core is a tefillah l'shavar. Listen, you put a little lushan in there that says kishem at the end, that doesn't all of a sudden change the nature of the tefillah from a tefillah l'shavar to a tefillah which is l'habba. But what did Tosfos think, obviously? What did Tosfos think? Obviously, Tosfos thought that if you put even a piece which is lahaba, that changes the nature of tefillah. So what we really have is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Gaonim. When we say that something is l'sha'avar as opposed to lahaba, according to Tosfos, it means it needs to be entirely l'sha'avar or lahaba. You can't mix and match. And according to the Gaonim, no. According to the Gaonim, I can have a tefillah which is at its core one thing, even though it has elements of the other. No, good. Maybe, the machlokes ha'achronim between the Taz and the Mogen Avraham is really a machlokes between Tosfos and the Gaonim. That the Taz maintained that the tefillah of Nachem is a tefillah lahaba. Only a tefillah lahaba, or it has elements of lahaba. And once it has an element of lahaba, it needs to go in ritzei. Maybe the Mogen Avraham thought, maybe the Abu Rahan thought, that at its core, Nachem is a tefillah l'shavar. Yeah. At its core, Nachem is about the Chorban. That's what it's about. It's about events that happened in the past. No, we write the tefillah in a language of future-oriented events, but that doesn't change the fact that the tefillah is describing events that happened in the past. And since the tefillah is describing events that happened in the past, I can still maintain, according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Abu Draham, that the tefillah is a tefillah l'sha'avar and not a tefillah l'haba. That is one suggestion. Technical, maybe slightly less satisfying, but I think viable.
Most of the tefillah.
Most of it. That's 90, right.
95% of it.
That's good. And that's all I need. Right. It's just like Al HaNisim and Tosfos and Megillah and Daf Dalet. Most of the tefillah is l'shavar. They had a sentence at the end, kishem, just like you did it. And so the Gaonim maintained that was still a tefillah l'shavar. Maybe that's what the Mogen Avraham maintains. What I just said is a grand chiddush, that the machlokes harishonim, the machlokes haachronim, is really a machlokes harishonim. That makes me very happy. That makes me very happy. If I can pin one on the other, that's very, very good. That's very, very good. But I have a second teretz that I want to bounce off you. One that I find significantly more satisfying. Significantly more satisfying. I hope that it's right. but I find it significantly more satisfying. Good. It's based on a teaching from Rabbi Soloveitchik, which is based on a midrash. The midrash is in Eicha Rabbah, Parsha Dalet. I have it over here. The midrash says as follows. The pasuk says as follows. The pasuk in Eicha. V'yotzes eish b'tzion b'tochal yesodoseho. Right, the fire came out. It ate up the foundations of the Beit HaMikdash Yerushalayim. Ksiv, the Midrash says that if you look into Tehillim Ayin Tes, Tosfos, by the way, quotes this Midrash. Most people know it because Tosfos quotes it. Good. Ksiv, Tehillim Ayin Tes, right, David HaMelech writes, Mizmor li Asaf, or Asaf writes, to be really technical. Who was Asaf? It's a good Tanakh question. He's a real man. We know who he really was. Good. Okay, good. So I can teach you something today. Good. When David HaMelech was alive, he had an orchestra. Asaf was the head of the orchestra. The pasuk says that when David HaMelech was bringing the Aron up to Yerushalayim, Asaf was leading the band. He's a real man. His real name is Asaf. And we find him in the Tanakh. So this is a Mizmor LaAsaf. This is a song that Asaf wrote. He was a composer, after all. He was the head of the orchestra. So the pasuk says, Mizmor LaAsaf, Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachal asecha. God, the goyim have come into your nachala. So the midrash asks, Mizmor LaAsaf, what do you mean? A song of Asaf. B'chiyah mivoyale. It should be a cry of Asaf. What does that mean? A song of Asaf that Yerushalayim is destroyed? You don't sing a song that Yerushalayim is destroyed. You sing a lament that Yerushalayim is destroyed. You cry that Yerushalayim is destroyed. So Omar Rebbe Elazar taught, Mashal HaMelech Sha'asar Chupa Libno. You've heard this midrash before? I'll just tell it to you. I don't have to read it to you. Right? Omar Rebbe Elazar taught. It's a parable. Right? The king, he builds this nice canopy for his son. The son rebels. He does something that makes the king very upset. The king knocks down the canopy. He burns it, and one of the prince's stuff just got destroyed. One of the prince's friends, he comes out and he starts, you know, singing a song. And the king looks at him like the guy is crazy. And the king says, "What is wrong with you? You're supposed to be my son's good friend, and here I just destroyed all of his stuff. I was so angry at him, and you come out and you start singing a song. What are you doing, being happy?" And the friend, he says to the king, he says, "That's exactly why I'm so happy. I thought you were gonna kill him. You knocked down the canopy. Okay, good, but the prince is still alive." So I'm very happy. The Midrash says, do you know why Asaf sang a song when the Beit HaMikdash was burned? I don't know why. Asaf sang a song when the Beit HaMikdash was burned. Because God only burned the Beit HaMikdash. He killed a lot of Jews died then also in the days of the Chorban. But we survived. He didn't wipe us all out. He didn't destroy all of us. So in the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, there is an element of Nechama. There is an aspect of condolence along with the destruction. Everybody with me? That's why Asaf sings a song. By the way, you remember what the Ramah said? The Ramah said that we only say Nachem at Mincha. Why do we only say Nachem at Mincha? The Ramah said because that's when the Beit HaMikdash was lit aflame. There's two ways of understanding that Ramah. One is that it got worse. Is everybody with me? It got worse when the Beit HaMikdash was lit aflame, and that's why we say Nachem at that point. Because it got worse. Is everybody with me? Yeah. That would be incongruous with the way that we celebrate the Tisha B'Av. Because the afternoon of our Tisha B'Av, we get away from some of the principles of mourning. We sit on a regular chair after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. We lighten the load of our mourning practices in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. So that pshat that I just said in Ramah is incongruous with the halacha. It's not that it got worse on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. It's that it got better on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Now, what does that mean, it got better on the afternoon of Tisha B'Av? It got better because when the Beit HaMikdash went to flame, we knew that we were saved. That's what the Midrash says. That's why Asaf says a Mizmor. That's why he says a song. Now, if everything I just said is true, now maybe we can say a Teretz for the Magen Avraham and the Abud Raham and the Beis Yosef. Nachem is a tefillah l'sha'ovar. Why is Nachem a tefillah l'sha'avar? Because the comfort already happened. It's not just a comfort that's going to happen in the future. It's about a comfort that already happened in the past. Because when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, that in and of itself was terrible and tragic. We mourn it every single year. But it also provided us with an aspect of comfort because we knew that we would still be here and have a chance to fix, to do teshuva, to make it back, to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash yet again. Maybe, maybe, Rabbi Soloveitchik did not say this part, I'm saying this part. Maybe the Abu Draham, the Beit Yosef, the Magen Avraham, they thought that Nachem was a past-oriented tefillah because the nechama, the comfort, is not only future-oriented, it's also past-oriented, which could explain why they thought that the proper placement of the tefillah of Nachem is in fact in Modim and not in Ritzeh. Let's quickly review everything that we learned tonight. We learned tonight that Tisha B'Av is a moed. Tisha B'Av is a holiday. It's a holiday for peronos. It's a holiday for punishment and for bad times. Just like we have moadim l'simcha, we have moed l'peronos, which is Tisha B'Av. And since Tisha B'Av is a moed, therefore it requires a haskara me'ena ma'ora. It requires you to discuss Tisha B'Av in the tefillah and also in the benching of Tisha B'Av, should anybody have to bench on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says that the proper placement of that tefillah is ambiguous. It depends whether you put it in Ritzeh or whether you put it in Modim, depends whether it's L'Sha'avar or whether it's L'Haba. We saw that the Rif says that our custom is not that way. Our custom is that we say it in Bonei Yerushalayim because it's fitting in Bonei Yerushalayim. Then we saw there's a Machlokes HaAchronim. What happens if I didn't say it in Bonei Yerushalayim? The Magen Avraham says that you put it in Hodah because the Magen Avraham believes that it's a tefillah L'Sha'avar, a past-oriented tefillah. The Taz says, no, it's proper place for it to be Ritzeh. He doesn't really say that. It really says Shemaya Tefillah. But it should be Ritzeh because it's future-oriented Tefillah. We said that I think the simple understanding is like the Taz, that it's a future-oriented Tefillah. And we suggested two possibilities for why the Magen Avraham, the Abu Draham, and the Beit Yosef might think that it's really a tefillah l'sha'avar, really a tefillah for the past, either because it describes historical events and they believe, like the Gaonim quoted in Tosfos Megillah and Daf Daled, or because they believe that Nechama is not only a future event, but Nechama is also something which has happened. Because every day that we still have a chance, every day that we're still here, provides us with an element of Nechama. It provides us with an element of consolation, knowing that things might not be going well, things might not have gone well, but if I'm still here, I can do something about it. I can try to make it better. And having that chance, having that possibility, provides a sense of nechama so that even in the darkest destruction, we can feel a glimmer, a sense of nechama exists, and therefore, maybe the Magen Avraham, the Abu Draham, and the Beis Yosef thought that the proper placement of the tefillah of Nachem is really in Hodah, is really in Modim, past-oriented and not future-oriented like the Taz argues, putting it in Ritzeh. The last time I was here, we learned the sugya in Nezikin, and this time we learned the sugya in Arachayim. I hope that I was as entertaining this time as I was last time. I want to thank Luzi again for inviting me out, and everybody have a wonderful evening. Thank you very much.